Back now with Day to Day.
It's almost the end of the school year, and if you're a parent, well, it could be a time for dread. Those 3 long months, what to do with them, what to do with your kids. Well, you could send them to summer camp, but that costs a lot of money. The price tags on some top-rated privately run specialty camps can run into the thousands. It does not have to be that way. Michelle Singletary, our personal finance contributor, is here to help. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, is it too late to find a good, reasonably priced camp for your kids?
If you want to send your kid to the highly sought-after camp, the cheerleader camp, the basketball camp, it's probably too late. They usually start taking applications in early March. But it's still not too late to get in some really good, kind of offbeat camps. Maybe, you know, math or writing or, you know, some of the off sports, hopscotch.
Great.
But soccer, basketball, cheerleading, all those major ones are probably filled right now.
Well, I've noticed just in my research going online that these camps can be really expensive. So how can parents reduce the costs?
You know, look into some of the community-based camps, some of the nonprofit camps. I go through my county's park and planning and put my kids in those camps. They're lower cost than private-run camps, and they have a wealth of choices. And also, before you sign up, get a really good account of how much the entire camp is going to cost, not just the tuition, but the trips and the t-shirts you might have to buy and activities that you might have to pay for, because you don't want your kid to be the one that doesn't go on the school trip.
And are there scholarships for camps?
Definitely. If you are in the lower income bracket, that tends to be where the scholarships are. You need to let the camp know, particularly the nonprofits. They tend to reserve some spaces for people who are in dire straits. If you're sort of in the middle income bracket, and listen, and for a lot of folks, that's the case. You're just barely making it through the year, even though you're making a decent salary. Again, check your park and planning. Check your church. They may run a non-religious camp during the summer that is lower cost than, say, a private one camp.
Because really it gets down to what you're going to do with your kids. If you're working for those long hours,
right.
you have to put them somewhere, and I guess you have to pay for it if it's summertime.
That's why it's key that you begin to plan throughout the year. And you may want to pull back on some of their yearly activities so that you can save the money so they can go to the summer camp. And also remember, it's summer. It's fun. We overachiever parents tend to want to do so much for our kids, especially when we don't have the money. Let them have a little fun. Let them go to a camp where they just sit around and read and maybe play checkers. They'll be okay, trust me. But, you know, if you really can't afford it, don't stress out so much about it if you don't get into that name brand camp.
Michelle Singletary is our regular expert on personal finance. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
And to hear more from Michelle, check out her NPR podcast. Go online at npr.org/colorofmoney. That's all one word.